We're really good at this recording thing.
Yeah, I know. I fear that everyone that watches the videos, they just assume that I'm homeless.
Aren't
Maybe.
you?
I try not to be.
So my hair is getting into this awkward length now that I'm letting it grow out on this side, and I hate it. My hair is curly. It's so fucking annoying. All right, well, welcome to apartment theater, where
Woo!
we have the best intros even possible.
What?
So I don't know. I don't know. I really don't know. Someone help me.
Welcome to the
What?
show.
Hey, this is apartment theater. We talk about scary movies.
That's
Sometimes they're good, most of the
it.
time they're really bad.
Today, we're talking about The Cursed from 2021, not to be confused with The Cursed from 2020 or The
It's
Cursed from
2022.
2019. Oh, when I looked it up, it said 2021, so it was probably a delayed
It's.
movie.
Oh, yeah.
It also had a different name. It was Nine for Silver, Eight for Silver. I can't remember, but they changed the name to The Cursed. And
Oh.
yeah.
It would have been way better as
Yeah, Nine to
Eight for
Silver.
Silver. I think
Or,
it's Eight
yeah,
for
whatever
Silver,
silver.
Nine for Gold.
Yeah, that's what it was. Eight for Silver. Yeah. I
Yeah,
think it would have been
eight for
better
silver.
if I would have just shut it off. Danny.
No.
Tell
No. This was your pick,
right.
Danny.
It was my pick. I'm so happy I
us
picked it, to be
tell us
honest.
about The Cursed. What is this
Yeah.
movie about?
All right, so The Cursed I saw because we were watching a bad movie actually, and I bought it on YouTube, and that was in suggestions also with the Avenger movies. I'm not really sure how they correlate, but apparently they do.
I
But I
got
watched the
recommended Sonic the
trailer.
Hedgehog, so with this movie.
So I mean, some of the parts the werewolf really was Sonic the Hedgehog. But
Looked funky.
before
so
you get too
anyways.
far, your Twitch stream is lagging like crazy.
It always lags. I don't know why. We'll restart
Like,
it.
it's
Go
usually
live.
not that bad. But like we're
It's
jumping all over the place on there.
my internet's been having a really bad time today too, so that could possibly be why. But anyways, so when I saw this, I wasn't sure if it was vampire or werewolf or whatever, and I usually hate them, so I wanted to watch it because it looked different. It looked really different compared to other vampire or werewolf movies or whatever, and it was. Like, I liked it. I didn't expect to like it. I thought it was going to be really shitty. There were parts that I thought were kind of funny, but for the most part, like, I liked it. Because, like, it ended up being werewolves, not like vampires. So it ended up being werewolves.
It's a, the I'll let you do it. I did some research, okay? Anyway, carry on.
What are they, like,
Are they
hellhounds or
lichens?
something?
No.
Because I wasn't
They
liking this movie.
may
That's so
Jeez.
Oh,
Anyway.
awful.
Carry on your there.
So pretty much the land belonged to a traveling group of Romneys?
Romani.
Romani, I forget what. So we'll start out real quick. They're called gypsies, but gypsies is a slur word, so we are going to not use that word. They prefer to be called. Cass knows all the names.
Romani or Romanian.
Yeah, so
That is what I've gathered from the internet. So that's what we're rolling with.
So they own the land, and the guy of like a manor that's there is just like, no, bitch, this is my land. And so he threatens them and then
Typical English white guy.
yeah, pretty much. That's exactly what I said.
They
Your
cause
mom
all the
sounds
wars.
exactly.
Cause all the what? You cut out,
They cause all the wars.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah.
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 Hot so take. The beginning of the movie started out in a war, and all the guys were dying from gas and getting their body parts chopped off, which I thought was really cool, to be quite honest. And I like the bucket of feet. and then they show the guy getting bullets pulled out of him, and then he gets a silver bullet pulled out of him, and then it jumps to 35 years back. And then so they curse the land for killing all of them, and I'm trying to like just sum it up the best way so we could talk about it.
I could sum it up.
Okay, shut up. I liked the werewolf creature things, the curse, what people become, because they didn't look like a werewolf. They are like a beast. They were like a beast, but they were fleshy. Like they were cool.
Super fleshy.
Yeah, they were a nice mix, and it was a different like tape. Okay. It wasn't extremely different. They kind of look like, I don't know if I ever got you guys to watch this movie, but there is this movie called Dead Birds. That's a horror movie. Some cowboys rob a bank, they go to a haunted house, fucked up shit happens. When they're walking to the house, they like shoot this weird dog thing that comes at them. And then at the end of the movie, it's a bad movie anyway, so I'm just going to spoil it. The guy's running away from the house and the police are coming in to get them, and they shoot and it's like this weird dog thing. Here, let me show you guys. Cass, take over, because Justin just wants to talk shit for now.
Sorry, I was googling that thing that I know that these creatures are. There's things that I like about this movie a lot, which is our fleshy monsters. I think they did a good job at making them creep fucking tastic.
I thought they were hilarious looking.
Oh, I loved them.
I saw it and I was like, no.
So, I actually decided to like try to quickly look up Romani or Romanian.
And instead, like, you just got
werewolf
Romani's lore? Pasta. All
right, this is the face from Dead Birds. This is the face of the creature.
Here, let me.
And then that's what it looked like.
Let me open.
So that's what I'm saying. It kind of looked like these guys. It just looked way better. Granted, Dead Birds came out in like 2004. So, but still kind of looked like them. Anyways.
They're scary.
Here's my Amazon.
I tried to close it out right after you pulled that up. The way that I would describe this movie is white people take land, they get cursed, they get what's coming to them. The end. That's the movie. Yeah. The whole thing. You feel nothing. I felt nothing for these characters because I was just like, all these people deserve it.
Yep.
Every single last one of them. I didn't give a shit who died. I didn't care about a single character in this movie. I hated the CGI in this movie. It was fucking terrible. I did like the practical effects, especially with the monster when they were like cutting it open and like this weird like it was like what am I thinking of?
Womb.
It was like a womb that was just coming open, and you're like, but then.
It made me think of those like devil's finger fungus, because they have that like sort of stretchy membrane over them too when they like come out of the ground. That's what it made me think of too. Anyway,
and
that's what I liked about it though, because they were like these werewolf werebeast things, and they slice them open, and like the people like come out but just fucked up. I liked it. It's different. It's a super different take on what they were making out as like werewolves, but they called them beasts, but you know,
I mean,
tomato, tomato.
Our pathologist, our investigator, our hunter guy, he calls it a wolf at one point, but I think he calls it that because he has no better terminology to call it what it is. And in my little deep dive, because I kind of had seen visions of this creature before, or like imagery of it, I believe they are actually depicting a strigoi, which is Romanian vampire, basically. They look very, very fleshy, very like elongated and creepy and super muscular and for some reason slimy. but that's if you
look I've been up described strigoi, as that as like, well.
I know. if you look up imagery of a strigoi and what they are, there's a bunch of different, you know, tales on how you can become one. One of those being cursed. And you have to break the curse in order to get out of it, blah, blah, blah. I'm not sure, because I didn't get to read a whole lot on how much silver actually plays into that folktale and legend. I don't know if that was our writers and directors, you know, inserting their own, like, weird Western folklore of, you know, how we see vampires and that, which I guess is technically still Eastern. I don't know. I'm reading Dracula right now, but I'm only halfway through. But anyway, I can't remember if there's silver in that, because he like pulls away from it. Anyway, silver is a pure metal, and that's why monsters don't like it or some shit.
It's purity.
Purity!
Purity!
Monsters either really like purity, or they really don't. But anyway, that's what they are. So they are a kind of vampire. Because they, like, feed off of the blood of the people they kill, which we got quite a bit of that in this.
The bodies also got eaten, though.
Yeah.
And fucked up. Poor Timmy, our Timmy boy, he got fucked up.
No, fuck that kid.
Yeah, but poor Timmy.
He lived at the end, though.
Yeah.
I liked... I mean, they ended up showing, like, the beast or the wolf. I liked when they kept it very, like, vague. Like, mm-hmm. You didn't see it. You only saw bits of it, like the eye at one point, or like the feet. And I really liked that, because I was like, it's really making you think what the thing could look like. Mm-hmm. When they finally showed it, like, I liked it because it was different, and slicing the stomach open and like having the person in there and stuff. I liked the idea of all that. But it's just, I kind of also wish they kept it as that like mystery. You don't know what it is, and they just kept mm-hmm. showing bits of it.
Yeah.
The acting, I liked the acting in it. I don't think the acting was bad. Well, except for Charlotte. Charlotte had, like, no emotion whatsoever. Like, I understand she was supposed to be mourning and stuff like that, but it didn't even seem like she was mourning. Like,
seems more like she was afternoon. Anyway.
I actually kind of liked the way that they were depicting loss in the family. But that's probably because the scene where they're at the dinner table and there is a plate set out and the little boy isn't there anymore, or the kid, and the mom is just sitting there crying profusely. Like, I've been in that situation. Like, I was the little girl in that situation. It's not a fun place to be. It's real goddamn awkward. And that's, like, an actual thing that happens. Like, so I was like, okay. Like, they're actually kind of showing this kind of accurate. Like,
I think the table scene was depicted well, because it was also, back in those times, that's how the dinner table was expected, especially from the men. So how the father, like, literally saying no emotions at the table, you're like, this is dinner, makes sense. But I just think her acting in general is just very stale.
I thought the whole movie was stale.
I love how much you hate this movie.
It's okay. Like I said, there are some things that I do like about the movie, but as a whole, this movie felt like I was like watching like NyQuil or something. I was like, am I exhausted from the day? Was it the itis from the pizza? No, because now I feel fine. When I was watching this movie though, I was like, oh my God, I might actually fall asleep to this because I just didn't care what was happening to any of the people. And every time they show that awful CG, like when they're like, okay, when one of the chicks gets infected with werewolf disease and has the tentacles, the Doc Ock arms coming out from behind her, and she gets sucked into the river, it just took me out of the experience when I just saw all this shitty CGI. Like, why did you have this? Like, it was cool when it was just the practical effects, but the shitty CGI took me out. It felt like a movie that had way too much in it too. Like there could have been like 30 minutes of this movie that could have been just chopped off. And I think everybody would have been much better off without it. Cause it just felt like it dragged on for so long. It felt like an A24 film, but if you made it really, really boring, or you just made a bad one, because Cass and I have watched a bad one before. Mm-hmm. I think it was The Hole in the Ground. I think we said it was okay. It was fine.
It's fine.
It was fine. Mm-hmm. But yeah, this movie, it was just, it just felt like it was just so cheap and slapped together in spots. And you're like, you know, this could have been really cool. And there were aspects, you know, like the old timey, like, okay, I've never seen really like old timey werewolf, vampire, whatever the fuck this thing is. But I didn't care about any character. I didn't care what happened to anybody. And then when they have the big emotional moments, I didn't care. Oh, the little kid's gone? I don't care. Who? I knew this kid for like 10 seconds, and then he just becomes a monster in the woods. And then, and then like, oh my God. And then at the end, he's not monster anymore. I'm like, so wait, why did they shoot the one person? Then they can't recover from this. But then they can, apparently. So like, why?
I think that could have been explained better. He was under the assumption that they don't turn back because that's what he's seen, and he lost his family and like his whole village and such. And but none of them seem to have gotten shot with the silver bullets, and he did. I really wish they did explain it at least a tiny bit, just a tiny bit of why that worked. I like the idea of the creature using Edward's voice to draw the mom. I like that. I thought that was cool. I was yelling at the bitch, and I'm like, don't be that stupid.
I was cheering her on. I was like, yeah, do it. Come on. Because I knew there was going to be a slaughter scene. It's like, come on.
We got a good
slaughter these fuckers.
We got a good slaughter.
We did.
I was thinking too, because he also said once the curse was finished, it kind of goes away, like it gets its revenge. So I was thinking, like, all the people in there that they wanted revenge on probably got revenge on. So, like, the curse could be broken because all those people died.
I guess, yeah, sure.
There's just so much. I forget what I was going to say.
Well, I was going to say, I agree with Justin. There's like 30 minutes of this movie that shouldn't have been there. And that's the very opening scene of us being in war and the very final scene of us, you know, reconnecting the opening scene and blah, blah, blah. Like, I fucking get rid of that shit.
I forgot that it was even a thing until like the very end. And I'm like, oh yeah, that's right. It started off with going back for
survived, blah, blah, blah.
And then like, you just don't care.
It added nothing to the story. I would have rather had more explanation of the folklore in the movie. Like, why the silver? Love that fucking teeth setup, those goddamn dentures, but I hate them. Because you can just tell that little, like, divot, right? Like, you can just tell that they were, like, stock dentures somebody picked up and, like, painted.
Yeah.
I was like, I love the idea of them. I think they're so cool. I just think the prop should have been.
I'm surprised that anyone could see when they were making this movie because there was just so much goddamn fog. Like I know, right? I like fog in my horror movies, but like it got to the point where like I straight up can't see anything.
Yeah. I don't know if that was the point, but what I was going to say with the teeth is I like that they add runes onto it. Like the teeth had runes carved onto each one. I am a little confused of Timmy putting on the teeth and then biting Edward and why
he was possessed.
Yeah, but like
why did he put the teeth in his mouth?
Well, he was possessed, but why didn't Timmy turn into anything? I feel like he should have turned into something if that was like the case of any of this.
Instead, he gets his arm practically ripped off, but then he can still use his arm when he gets into the hut.
I'm like,
that doesn't make any sense. Why is he still like, I liked the fact that he was scared and trying to read the Bible, but I was like, dude, your arm, like it showed that it was dangling by like threads of skin.
Yeah.
And somehow it's not just like limping off because they probably couldn't get the practical effect to look correct on it. And they were like, well, we got to make this scene now or else it's just not going to go in there. But
yeah,
you barely even know that character anyway. And so he is just there. He is just a plot device to just get things moving. You don't get to know this kid at all. He is just there so that something is happening. Cause if it wasn't for him, nothing would be happening at all.
Yeah.
I think they explained the silver because of the Bible, though, Cass. Like, they say because of, like, Judas.
It costs 30 silver.
I think it's a weird stretch for me to be like, this is the 30 silver they paid Judas or whatever. I'm like, I feel like I could have done without that detail.
Well, like, I think they added it in there because, like, in that time period.
Makes it holy.
That's like they were severely like religious, like extreme. I mean, like we still have people that are religious now, but like it was a requirement back then that your family knew every little bit of everything, and like everything was evil and all that crap. So like having them trying to compare this to the Bible made sense when really it was just a curse that had nothing to do with the Bible. It's a curse for being fucking assholes.
Yeah. They're trying to explain why the silver is functional. Yeah. For themselves, I guess. Yeah.
The maid. I love the maid. Only one that took care of herself. Like, she was the only one that, like, was like, all right, I gotta bind this stuff, like, up and take care of myself so I can keep doing my job. Like, go her. She still turns into...
Typical American society. Yeah. Oh, you're deathly bleeding? Get back to work. What do you think you're doing? Serve the rich.
Yeah.
Who cares about paying the rent? Like, or paying for medical stuff? Just work. Just work.
Work until you're dead. You don't have to buy anything when you're dead.
Welcome to America.
What did you guys think of the other monster? There was a different monster in this movie. It was in the dreams. It was the guy that was on the cross. I thought he looked fucking stupid. He looked like a really shitty swamp thing, like 80s movie swamp thing. He looked terrible.
I was thinking Slenderman's like long lost cousin. Like especially the scene when he's
Bogman. That's what he looked like. He looked like Bogman.
I like the idea, though, that they did, because that was a thing that they did back then to, like, show, like, don't do this, where they would tie people onto, like, a cross and, like, just hang them there, like, for people to, like, see.
Yeah, there's a lot of, like, really horrific symbology in that. Like, the fact that they cut off his hands first, and, you know, keep calling, you know, using that G slur for him, which, and, you know, they were very rumored to be, or stereotyped to be thieves and that sort of thing. So cutting the hands off first so they can't be thieves anymore, and then taking their feet so they can't run away. Like, it's It's a really intense scene, I think. And then they fucking stuff him with hay and crucify him, basically.
Yeah.
And they cover his face. See, that's the thing that I don't really get, is that they cover his face. And I feel like if it was a warning to other, like, Romani people or nomadic people, that they maybe wouldn't have covered his face.
I think they covered the face because...
I don't know.
Because they couldn't get the actor. And so they just put a sack over his face so that they can then use their shitty CG to have horrible jump scares.
Yeah.
That's my theory.
To keep somebody from passing on, sort of thing, you blindfold them and keep them from, like, seeing the light, sort of shit. But...
That'd be interesting.
I like how they took pictures with the people they killed, like, trophies, and they took pictures, like, had it printed, because it was, like, a trophy to them. Like, they were hunting, like, what they felt, animals, and then in the end, they became hunted. But, like, there was a lot going on.
Yeah.
I like the scene with the two guys and the second girl to become, like, the beast thing. When she turns around to go find, I think his name was Jacob or something. And he's hanging on the fence. And then, like, you finally get that glimpse. Like, you see the foot of it and you get that glimpse of it. And I was like, that's a pretty good scene. I like it.
I hated the scene when they were getting chased, though, and the camera was doing, like, this, like, shake effect thing. Like, it looked like it was, like, delayed. Like, I don't know how to describe it, but it looked like the movie was sitting and it was like a tiny little earthquake happening the whole scene, like just constantly shaking. And I'm like, oh my god, they'd have it to where the monster was attacking the people, but it would be so close I couldn't tell what was going on. I thought I was watching Alien versus Predator for a second there. I'm like, what's going on right now? Oh, he's dead. Who is this? Oh, it's over.
Yeah.
Yay.
Both favorite and least favorite, like, scene tropes in horror movies is sheets on a clothesline.
Yeah.
And the monster is in there somewhere. I both love it and I hate it. Like, it's another one of those scenes where I'm like, I like this. I like that we're getting glimpses of our monster. But this type of scene in horror movies has been so overdone.
Yeah.
I just thought of something. I know what the monster looked like to me now. You guys seen Cloverfield, right?
No.
Not in a long time.
Okay. Well, anyone out there that has seen Cloverfield, imagine the Cloverfield monster, but he's the size of a person. That's what this monster looks like. And if it looks like a buff Gollum or something from Lord of the Rings.
I'm not going to lie.
Yeah,
at one point I thought that. So, yeah, Laura. I did also find it interesting that all the children were having the same nightmare.
Well, everybody in town was.
Well, the children were just talking about it.
It's like Freddy Krueger.
Yeah, we centered on the children, but everyone in town was supposed to be having the dream.
And I don't know why. You know, if that shit was going on and people were dying, I'd just be taking a vacation from home for a little bit. Like,
yeah.
Which would have been interesting if one of the people that were there that they wanted the revenge on left town. Mm-hmm. So this continued because it didn't complete its revenge thing.
Was anyone else, speaking of leaving town, that just reminded me of the scene with Nana.
Yeah.
Where the fuck did she come from?
Yeah. I was like,
leaving.
Okay. So I wasn't just losing my mind there. I'm like, when was this character ever introduced?
Yeah, we never got introduced to her. Just all of a sudden, we're, you know, crying because she's leaving.
Yeah.
And I'm like, was she in the house?
Yeah, not even on screen once, not even in passing. Like, hey,
and Anna, then she's just dead.
And then she's dead. That's like another, you know, like 5 minutes or something that I'm like, this is useless. Why is this here? This gave us nothing about these characters.
I think one thing. What? This Seamus was obsessed with like protecting his family. At least that's what he says. It's really he just wanted power. But if he wanted to protect his family, if his mom and his dad are leaving, you should probably send your wife and your child with them until the shit's figured out. Like, get them out of town. I mean, it doesn't really matter. They didn't get very far and just died. But like,
yeah,
and that's just my logic on it.
There was part of me that was sort of hoping that, like, when we saw Nana, that we would have gotten, like, some kind of little hint or indication that Nana was actually, like, Romani and maybe part of that troop. Or, like, part of that family, whatever. And because I was interpreting her as the mom's mom, the maternal grandmother, not Seamus's mom. And then I think that could have like put a fun spin on it that like, oh, they actually have like this lineage and the wife like knows about it. And, like, it's an inside job type thing. But we didn't get that. We got nothing from Nana except her death, which furthered no one's emotional story arc.
I would have liked that, too, because, like, at one point, he said the revenge on you and your kin or whatever. Mm-hmm. Charlotte never got hurt. I don't know if she was trying to get hurt. So going off your idea would have been interesting if the mother or the mother's mom was Romani and making her Romani, making the daughter half Romani and half sibling to Seamus's kid would make more sense why Edward was like quote unquote like killed and turned into a monster because of the revenge and she wasn't.
That would, yeah.
I mean, we're just giving it way more than needed. But yeah, no, yeah. Nana and Grandpa didn't need to be there. Grandpa was barely even there. We just got a side view of him. Even when he died, we got his back view. Yeah. So
more people to just not care about. That was this movie's thing. Oh, like,
did you
boy.
Like the horses on fire there?
Yeah, I was like, what that the fuck? Why are they on fire?
Yeah, I was confused because like he was in, it looked like their wine house, and then all of a sudden we have fire horses running through.
So, I mean, everything's on fire.
Might as well be the horses too.
Fire button and just light them all on fire. That was the only time I noticed like bad CG was the horses.
Those were terrible.
That was when you started noticing.
So, I had a really bad quality video for someone who fucking paid $6. For it off of Amazon.
Oh, I was about to say.
I was on YouTube.
Yeah, same.
Yeah. So, like, literally, I was originally watching it off of a certain website that you don't have to pay for it. And I was like, you know, this is a really shitty quality. I'm just going to rent it from Amazon. And it was the exact same fucking quality.
I think you accidentally bought the standard def version, not the high def.
Yeah, we got
that's the
high def.
Only option I had.
You should have went to YouTube.
Was whatever I got. Hold on. I'm going to look to see what I rented. Anyway.
I really like the idea of the people being like almost like a womb inside the beast rather than being the beast completely. I really liked that idea. I also like when the beast was coming up the stairs in the manor and he was walking through the halls and stuff. I thought that was a really cool scene.
I like that scene, but there's a part of my brain that goes, that's like, if we're going this as a beast monster thing, I feel like it has heightened sense of smell.
Yeah.
Well, you have to think the whole house was on fire.
Doesn't matter. I feel like they can smell through smoke, especially since they're right there on the other side of the door. Like, I feel like they just rolled a fucking nat 20.
Did they have noses, though?
Yeah.
I didn't notice that.
I figured they would move faster in that house, too. Like, they were very slow. It is like, but when it comes to the end with the church and the doors open, that thing is like flying, attacking everything. Yeah. Like, it was so inconsistent. It's like, okay, is this thing fast or not? Because right now it's being very dumb for the sake of the plot. Because I think that if they would have just kept it as speedy as it was in the church, the movie would have been over in like, you know.
Instead of 2 hours, maybe hour 40.
That's what it should have been.
I was expecting the sister to figure out it was Edward and then stand in the way of the bullet, not the mother, but I like that the mother got shot. Not that like she deserved to get shot or anything like that. I think it was a good symbol, in my opinion. Also, she was a little stupid, so I do think actually she probably should have got shot there. But I like it because she's like holding it on. This beast is about to literally rip her apart, and she gets shot and he gets shot at the same time. That is one thing. Actually, the shooting. I like that they made it like actual guns back then, where they had to shoot and then they had to reload it. It's so stupid. Like, I mean, that's how guns were back then, but I like that they kept that. They were keeping that. So it's not like you're sitting there like, they didn't do that in the time frame you're giving us here.
Yeah.
Realistically, that would have taken them 5 minutes to actually load up.
Oh, yeah, to reload. Yeah. Yeah. It would have taken forever. Yeah. I appreciate the historical fiction aspect of this movie.
That's really the only thing I can give it. It tried something different. It didn't.
It tried something different.
I think it was successful in the sense of having something different. I think the execution could have been better, but overall, I liked it. I started to watch it by myself and I was staying interested. But then I started watching it with, John and like,
John is a friend of ours. To add context to that, just so that you didn't miss out on some other random person that does the show with us.
Yes. A friend in Discord. He has a friend in Discord who enjoys watching the stupid movies and just enjoys watching stupid movies in general. So I started watching it with him, which then we were talking about it and I guess keeping me more entertained. So I don't know if maybe I would have lost interest. I did get up to like 50 minutes staying interested, but when it got 50 minutes is when things started to go a little haywire. So I don't know if I could have kept up with stuff or like opinions kind of change. That's the only downside when I watch this with other people of, I'm talking to somebody else, which gets me through the movie. Because sometimes I just can't get through these movies.
I don't know how I made it. I'm like, this has to... My mind, every time we watch a movie that is just so painfully boring, is... It's going to be over eventually. It doesn't just keep going. Like, this movie almost reminded me of like my experience with The Order? Is that what that movie was? The Heath Ledger movie we watched?
Yes.
Yes.
It reminded me of that movie where it was like, oh, this could have been interesting, but it wasn't. But at least this movie was cohesive and it didn't make me question like the plot and what the fuck was going on. It was just like, this is boring. Like, this is very, see, Cass is yawning now, and it's going to make me yawn.
Stop, you're going to make me yawn. It's going to be a little domino.
Yeah, it's contagious.
Everyone yawned together. That's how that movie was for me. Everybody yawning in a room. I think we've hit our final verdict here. Do you guys recommend it?
Yeah. I would say watch it. I don't know about by yourself. If you're by, I think watching it with like friends in the room. Maybe I'm just more social like that, because whenever I say, like, watch it with friends. But which is weird for me to say, because I'm probably one of the least social here. But I say watch it. Give it a watch. It's on sale right now on YouTube for, like, $7. So I don't know why it's on sale.
Don't.
It's on sale.
Don't buy it. Don't. I don't recommend this movie at all. Cass.
Yeah, it's fine.
I like this. I like that we could have, like, differing, like, opinions about it. Because, like, I feel like most of the time we're just, like, unanimously either yeah or no. But I like that we found a movie that I can we can all just be like, we have 50-50. We have feelings about it where it differs. Because sometimes I'm just like, oh my God, do you guys just agree just to agree? But, like,
I feel like there's aspect of this movie, like, symbolism and shit that's in it that I'm just unaware of because I don't know enough about the folklore. But I also feel like it's a Western bastardization of the folklore, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
And so it really makes me hungry for a good movie. Yes, cheeseburgers. of a movie that has good folklore representation in it. Like, that's what I want.
I can't think of any right now.
The Witch.
kind of.
Go watch The Witch. Don't watch this.
Blair Witch, I think.
I saw in a few places that this was, like, compared to The Witch. Like, in terms of, like, weird creepiness. And I was like, okay, like, that's kind of why I was, like, into the idea of watching it. I was like,
there's not a scene where someone's nipple gets poked out by a crow. So how can you compare the two?
I don't know.
We did see side nipple, though.
We did see some side boob. That was, you know, every time I see boobs in a movie, I just go, boobies. Abby does the same thing. My girlfriend does that with me, where I have to say it louder because I'm by myself at the current moment. So
it's like when you're on a road trip or driving anywhere and you see a field of horses or cows or any grazing animal and you have to be like, cows!
Well, one time Abby and I were driving back to the apartment and two horses were fucking, so that was hilarious. And we were on the phone with her dad, so all of that just nice bundle of hilarious. I couldn't stop laughing when that was happening. It was
funny.
It was beautiful. But anyway, if you want to watch this movie, it is available digitally. You can also buy the Blu-ray if you want to. I think it's honestly cheaper if you just get the Blu-ray, because I think renting it was like $7, and I think the Blu-ray's $10, maybe. Yeah, I wouldn't pay more than $7. I had a credit, so it actually cost me like $5, but I don't know. I don't like it, but they liked it. Make your own decision. You'll probably end up watching it anyway. If you listen to this, you probably go, you know what, maybe I will watch it. Maybe it's not that bad, or maybe it is pretty good. Make your own decision. Don't let other people come up with your own opinions. But that is going to do it for this episode. If you like this episode and you want to listen to more, we have plenty of other episodes. We have a new logo. It looks very nice. Cass made it. It's very nice. Let's see. What else? We are on TikTok. We are on we're on Instagram. We're on Twitter. We're on Twitch. We're on MySpace. We're on Friendster. We're on GeoCities.
We're on Grindr.
We're on Grindr. We're on Tinder. We're on Bumble. We're on Fumble. Grumble. Grubhub. And
Spotify.
We're on Spotify and every other music streaming thing possible. Check us out on all of those. Whatever platform you prefer, by all means, you can follow us on there. Everything is still a little new, so if you don't see any followers, it's because it's new, and also we're not very popular, but that's, you know, whatever. You know, in time, maybe, you know, it'd be funny to look back and be whatever. We hit a milestone for our downloads. We got over 250 downloads, which I know isn't a whole lot, but for us, that's 250 more than we thought we were going to get. So anyone out there who is listening, greatly appreciate it. All six
especially
of you.
You from Ohio, dude. I see you. I see you. Every single time I upload an episode, I see you over there in Ohio listening to us. I don't know why you like us, but
hey, Ohio is for apartment. If Ohio is for lovers, then it's also for apartment theater. So that's all we can really say from there. But thank you guys so much for listening and putting up with us. Hello, everyone from work. If you decided to listen to this. I had to say real quick, like, because they were like, what's your podcast called? I'm like, it's Apartment Theater. Like, if you do decide to listen to it, just know that it's my own opinions. It does not reflect over where I work. I almost said it, but I don't want to. It does not reflect where I work. So don't. It's a totally different person when you're listening to the podcast.
I love it when people ask about the podcast and I pre-warn them. I'm like, just so you're aware, I am a completely different person outside of work. They're like, what? And I'm like, I don't even need to explain to you how much I drop the F-bomb for everything. They're like, no. And I'm like, yeah,
it's,
I'm sorry. It's a part of my vocabulary.
It's all like hyper versions of ourselves. Like, it's not like we're not always like this. I mean, not usually, but yeah, I think that's it. Was there anything else? What is going on with your camera right now?
Yeah, that was
I accidentally was playing footsie with the cord, and I
I thought your camera
was
just
what was happening.
And then Gomez just pulls it down, and that'll be the end of the show. Was there anything else we need to say?
I don't know. Get the fuck out.
Yeah, get out. Fuck off. Bye.